We're learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is finishing off the sugya of Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser and Tam Ke'ikr, where the sugya starts in Mem Gimel Mem Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan says that all Isser and Shabbat Torah ain't Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser. In order to be chayav in any Isser B'Torah, you have to have a kezayis of the Isser. If you have a combination of Isser and Heter, and the kezayis is combined between the Isser and Heter, it doesn't work, with the exception of Nazir. By Nazir, since it says Mishras, Mishras means Shara Pita B'Yayin, where you don't have the kezayis of the yayin alone, just together with the pas, and there you chayav. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Now the Gemara on the Banim of Memdal and Mem Aleph said that Mishras is really for something else, is for Tam Ke'ikr, that when you soak the grapes in water, and the water has the tam of the grapes, and that's a very big chiddush, which Rishonim point out, you see more a little bit than Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser, because you don't have the actual Isser, you just have the tam of the Isser, and that's also also, that's Tam Ke'ikr. So Mishras is not for Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser, it's for Tam Ke'ikr. So the Gemara says, it's a machlokes should be kiven derabanan. Rabbi Akiva learns Mishras for Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser, the Rabbanan learn Mishras for Tam Ke'ikr. And the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva knows Tam Ke'ikr from Geulei Nachrim. And the Torah says you have to kasha the paths they got from Midian. Why? Because the Tam of the Issa would ask that you see Tam Ke'ikr, and the Rabbanan old Geulei Nachrim is a Chiddush. That's a Sugya Amem Dal and Amem Beis. Here Amem Heim and Aleph, the Gemara asks the kasha, just like a coin to the Rabbanan that say Mishras is for Tam Ke'ikr, and you learn it out to call a Torah Kula, Uli Surin Shabbat Torah, why don't you say according to Rabbi Akiva also that Mishras is Vehetim Mitzdarif L'Isser, and you should learn out to Uli Surin Shabbat Torah, why only Yisurin Azar, what's the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only Yisurin Azar, just like according to Rabbanan, you learn out from Nazar to call a Torah Kula, why not according to Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, because Nazar and Chatas is Shnei Ksuvim Baum Ka'achan, by Chatas you have the Pasuk Kol HaShayigah B'Besara Yikdash, and Sheyiga b'Vesara, the Gemara says that Sheyivla b'Vesara, it has to be absorbed. The Chatas got absorbed in something else. And Yikdash means Lias Kamaya, that whatever the dinim the Chatas have, if it's pasul, so whatever absorbed it is also pasul. And if it's kasher, you have to eat a chay mishaba only for zichr kuna in the Azara, only liyam v'layla. Now, there's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus earlier, Taisus on the banim of that Mem Gilma Medeis, the Ramaslu command Karabu Eliezer, that he says that you only say Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser when the Heter absorbed the Isser. Stop eating the Heter and Isser together, b'vachsachas, you do not say Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. You need that the Heter should absorb the Isser. And his Raya is from the Gemara. The Gemara learns that from Achiyivla b'Besara, the din of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. You see from there, that Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser as a Tanai, then it has to be absorbed. Stop eating a Chatas together with something else, you would not say Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser. That's what Taisus says. Rashi can say this is not the way. Rashi over there, Ein Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser says it eaten together, and by Afsar B'Bal Tektiru, that's the sugya there, that Rashi says, Rashi teaches that Miksasa there means Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser, not Iruvay, that Miksasa meaning it's not Ma'uriv together, and nevertheless, you have part sa'ar and part non-sa'ar, and you say hetem mitzdarif l'isser, it's mitzdarif to a kezayis. And Rashi memdalna mebeis, the remaskal mipasu miyayin, he says that's the yisayin, that if Mishras teaches you hetem mitzdarif l'isser, so it's even when the pass is not, the yayin is not absorbed in the entire pass, even if part of the pass has yayin, it's mitzdarif, the rest of the pass is mitzdarif to the yayin, you say hetem mitzdarif l'isser. For tam ke'ikr, you need it to be completely absorbed. And here also Rashi on the Vimaskal Hochig Hasina Rabbanan Amrilach also was saying that if Achiyivu B'Besara is going to teach you Tam Ke'ikr, so then it would have to be completely absorbed. But if Achiyivu B'Besara teaches you Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser, even if it's not completely absorbed. So that's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. The Baal Amar and the Melchames here also have the same Machlokes. The Baal Amar assumes like Rashi that Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser is as long as you're eating it together, even if the Isser is not absorbed in the Heti, so Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser. And the Mechamah says like Taisus, he says that the Isser has to give Tam into the Heter. That's the Yisayit of Hetam Mitzdarif L'Isser. And we're going to see soon, why isn't that just Tam Ke'ikr? What would be the Chilik? So Ka'omer, Taisus brought a Raya from Agamar, Chiyivu B'Besara, that you see that it has to be absorbed. So the Mefarshim, the Megineh Shleimai, and the Kaivachurim also was Mechav and said, the Yisayit of the Braisa is, don't learn the Pasuk at Chiyigil B'Besara means that if the Chatas just touches something, so that thing on its own becomes like the Chatas. No. At Chiyigil B'Besara means that the Chatas is here too, at Chiyivil B'Besara. But you don't really need the Yivil B'Besara. The reason why the Gemara Darshan Chiyivil B'Besara is because without that you would say, Yibachalmani in the Chatas. The Chatas touched something and now that thing is Yikdash. No. And the Chatas is also here. So that's why it means a Chiyivil B'Besara. But you don't need the Bli, that's not a Tanai in the Hatim Mitzdarim for Isser. It's just a way of saying that you're also eating the Chatas together with the Heter. Taisis holds that Chiyivil B'Besara is a Tanai. You only say Hatim Mitzdarim for Isser when it's completely absorbed. Rashi and the Balamar would hold that Chiyivil B'Besara is just a way of saying that you're also eating the Chatas and the Heter is being Mitzdarim to the Chatas. So Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivet Shir, Ma'is Kufay and Down, he says that they're arguing, what exactly is Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser? According to Rashi in the Balamor, it's not the Pshat that the Heter turned into Isser, it didn't. The Heter remains Heter. The Pshat is, it's a Tzirif. The insight is, in order to get a Shir Kezayis, you don't need a full Kezayis from the Isser. Even a Kezayis from the Heter is also good enough to be called a Kezayis. The Stiplum, it's not here, it's in Mesech L'Shua Simen Tazayin, he says the same thing, he explains a little bit more. He says the Gavaldig Yisayid, and our Baron Kalt also says the Yisayid. When you eat a Kezayis, it's not the Pshat, you're only Chayev on a full Kezayis. The Pshat is, it's not called an Achil less than a Kezayis. It doesn't have a Shem Achil if you didn't eat a Kezayis. But once you ate a Kezayis, the Chayev could come even from less than a Kezayis. The Chayev could be an Evi Mashu. Evi Mashu could be Mitzdarif to the Chayev. So Meili says, if you hold that to Mitzdarif L'Isser, the Kezayis doesn't have to be Kula Yisser. As long as the Maisi had an Achilas Kezayis, so you chayiv on the Isser Shabbai. But the Pshat is, the Heter is a Pshat, is that just gives you the Shir Achila. So if you hold, you don't say Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, so then the Pshat is, you're not going to be chayiv, it's not going to have a Shem Achilas Isser, unless the entire Kezayis is Achilas Isser. But if you hold the Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, it has a Shem Achila Mitzad the Achilas Heter, and now you chayiv on the Isser Shabbai. That's Rashi. So the middle of the fees there, you wouldn't have to have. Why would the Heter have to have time of the Isser? The Heter anyway is Heter. It wouldn't make any sense the Heter should have to have the time of the Isser. The Heter is the Heter. It's just Mitzdarif to the Shir. It's Mitzdarif to the Shir because I being Heter. So Mele, there's no Svara B'chlal that the Heter should have to have the time of the Isser. But Tezin the Rabban holds that the Yisayid of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser is the Heter becomes Isser. That's the Yisayid. The Kilas Yaakov says, the Ramban says him first. The Ramban of Melchames, which says also the same Yisayid as Taisis, you need that the Heter should have in it the Tam of the Isser. He says, Mamish that. His Lashon is that the Heter becomes Isser. Heter Atzmei Nasa Isser. So there, it's very good. Avadi, you'd only say the Heter becomes Isser if something changed with the Heter. If it has Isser mixed into it, so it becomes Isser. If you stop eating it together, the Heter can't become Isser. Now the Shaila is like this. If you hold like Rashi and the Balamar, that it doesn't have to be Misarev, so then we can understand that Rashi reads it so it's clear, especially in Daf Mem Dalam and Beizim Asmi Pasim Miayin, that if the Rabbanan don't hold of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, but they do hold of Tam Keker, it's very simple what the Chilik is. If you hold of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, that means that even when it's not Marif together, you're going to be Chayiv and a Kezayis. As long as you happen to eat Heter together with the Isser, even though the Heter had no Tam Isser in it, so then you chayiv, because Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. And if you hold Tam Ke'ikr, the Pshat is, it's not Mitzdarif. The only time you're going to be chayiv is if you ate Heter, which has in it the Tam Isser. So that's the Chiluk. I mean, Tam Ke'ikr also has a Chumrah, which Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser doesn't have, Lefi Rashi, that even if you don't have the Mamashis of the Isser Be'en, all you have is a Tam that's also Asser. Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser would perhaps only need the mamashis. So Rabban exercise with the clarkite. Each one has a chumrah the other one doesn't have. Tam ke'ikr is telling you a chiddush that even if you don't have the mamashis b'chlal, it's also nechal ni'asr. Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser doesn't say that. But according to Rashi, Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, the pshanis has a chumrah that Tam ke'ikr doesn't have. You don't need the Mitzdarif b'chlal. So if they're abundant, don't hold of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. The old mishras is for Tam ke'ikr. And Abkiv also only holds of it by Nazir. Doesn't hold of it by Kol HaTeri Kula. So Kol HaTeri Kula, you don't have Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. So what's Nafkimina? Anyway, you have Tam Kikr. The text is Parshat. Tam Kikr, you need that the Isser should give Tam into the Heter. As long as eating it together, it's good enough. But according to Taiz and the Melchames, here's the Shaila. What's the difference if you don't hold of Hetim Mistaifel Isser? Typically, Enim Bichayel Stam Keker. If Hetim Mistaifel Isser means that the Isser should be Mu'urv in the Heter, any time the Isser is Mu'urv in the Heter, you anyway have Tam Keker. So what do you ever need Hetim Mistaifel Isser for? You anyway Chayel Stam Keker. But then it says, Tolina Machalikus Yishayna. Rashi is Mavur that Tam Keker also you're going to be like on every Kazayas you're eating of Heter that has Tam Isser in it. That's what Rashi holds. Mavur and Rashi here, and Ben Tam, I think, holds that way that Tam Keker, you like on every Kazayas of Heter that has in it Tam Isser. But it's a Machalikus Yishayna. Tais and Chul and Daftsan and Chesim and the Rosh there. It's in Chulin, Perek Zayin, Simon Lam and Aleph. Also, Tezin of Adizor talks about that, Samak Zayin and Aleph. There is one day from either the Rimer Elinish or Rabbeinu Elio that holds the Bechal, you don't get Malkus and Tam Kikr. Since you learn that from Gulei Nachr, Gulei Nachr is an assay. Now there, Tezin brings down Rabbeinu Tam that argues. He says, Gulei Nachr is not an assay. Gulei Nachr is a Gilui that you have the live even on Tam. But Vaistais, the story of the Rima Elinish, Rabbi Yosef Elinish, Rabbeinu Elio, whatever they bring down, the Rishayim that say it's an assay, hold the note, Tam Keker is an Ayyasir. And the Ayyasir is not alive, it's an assay. Now, if you learn it after Mishras, also, the Balamur and the Ravid here say that you don't get Malchus because the Gemara says it's learned after Kalvachayim at the Kalatari Kula, and there's Din like him in Ainchim and Adin. The Rana Chulin says, no, it's not in Ainchim and Adin, it's just the Gilim Milsa Ba'alma. And as I also brings the Rashi, Mesechtes Tfilyayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. But that Lechayr is a Shaila, and Reb Chaim talks about it, if Tam Keker is a Naya Isser, or Tam Keker is a Gilui, what the Isser is. If Tam Keker is a new Isser called Tam Keker, then he could say, don't get Malkus in it, it's an essay, and Anshim and Adin, right? But if Tam Keker means that you have the Isser, even when all you have is the Tam, then Yitaka would get Malkus. But that's a Machalikus Rishayim. There's another Shita, Taizen of Adizar brings the Rosh, and Chulun also brings the Rabbeinu Chaim, that the only time you get Malkus on a Kazayas of Tam Keker is when you have a Kazayas of Achilas Pras. If you have a Kazayas of Achilas Pras, so then you get Malkus on each Kazayas. But if you don't have a Kazayas of Achilas Pras, then you don't get Malkus at all. Tam Keker is not more Chum if you have the Iker, so then if you have a Kazayas of Achilas Pras, so then the Shaykh to get Malkus, so Tam Keker gives you Malkus on each Kazayas. That's all in the Sugya of Tam Keker. Not so much our sugya. There is Rishayim that hold, Rashi holds that way, and other Rishayim, that Tam Keker means you get Malkus on every Kazayas of Heti you have that has Tam Isser in it. So Lefizah, you'll have the Shiloh. Why do you ever need Heti Mitztarif L'Isser? You have Tam Keker. And L'Chay, you'll have a Teretz. That Heti Mitztarif L'Isser is even when it's not Ma'uriv together. But if you only need Ma'uriv together like Teizun Urban, you wouldn't have this Teretz. And L'Chay, Teizun Urban would have to say that you don't get Malkus and Tam Keker. Either Bechal, you don't get Malkus and Tam Keker. It's an Asay or an Enshim and a Din. Or you only get Malkus and Tam Keker if you have a Kazdais Dechilas Pras. So that's what it's Negeya, if you don't have a Kazdais Dechilas Pras. So there, if you held that to Mistarifless, you get Malkus. Now, Shengen if old Tam Keker, you don't get Malkus. As I get the Cheshwin Asugya. Now, Rashi here, the Vimaskar Rabbi Kiva, goes in. The Gemara comes out like this. The Gemara's Maskana is, the Rabbi Kiva learns out Tam Keker from Gulei Nachrim. The Mela Mishras he loses for Hetem Mitztarif L'Isser. And Bechatas also is for Hetem Mitztarif L'Isser. And the Shnei Ksuvim Ba'am Ke'echad. So by Nazir, Hetem Mitztarif L'Isser you say, but not by anywhere else. By Nazir, by Chatas, by Kachim. You can't learn from Kachim, Chulim, Kachim, like Arminan. And you can't learn from Nazir because the Shnei Ksuvim Ba'am Ke'echad. And the Mela Hetem Mitztarif L'Isser is Dafka by Chatas and by Nazir, not by Kol HaTeriku. And the Rabbanan, they hold that Chatas is teaching you Hetem Mitztarif L'Isser, and Chulim Mikachim Le'Gemina. Nazir is teaching you Tam Keker, and you learn from Tam Keker, call Terek Kulu, because you don't have Shnei Ksuvim Kechat, because Chatas is Hetem Mitztarif L'Isser. That's the Sugya. So everybody holds in our Sugya that Tam Keker is the Raisa. So Taisit Sirashi has a problem. We have a Machloikis here about Teruvah Schametz, or Blaz holds Teruvah Schametz is Belav. And there are bun and all that Teruvah Schametz is Pater. Why don't you have by Teruvah Schametz a Chiv because of Tam Keker? How did there are bun and of Rebbe Lezer learn the Psukim? So Rashi says, they hold like this. Veil the tam kicker, there's no pasuk for tam kicker. Gulei Narchim is a chiddush. So what's Mishras for? Fatim it's time for Isser. And by Chadis also Fatim it's time for Isser. Shnei Shulim Ba'an Kechen Eim Melamdim. So they don't hold neither of Tam Kekar altogether, and had them as Taifalisa only by Nazir and Chattas, and Mimela, that's why Teruvah's Chametz is Patr. And he says, as they takish stayed in Masech, the school in Perikol HaBasar, that there's Al Kapanim Aman the Yomad, there's no din of Tam, like Tam of Loya Masha is not the Rashi, there is no din of Tam Kekar Minatayr. That's a Rashi Paskins in other places. A Tam Kekar is not the Rashi. Kamir Shein the Paskin that way. Now we already explained, Taisus holds that Tam Kikr is the Raisa, and what's if Shabbat Teruvah's Chametz in Achayiv? The Teretz says, because Tam Kikr is only in Asay, you don't get Malkus in Tam Kikr like we said, or that Tam Kikr is only when Evik Zayisachil is Pras. The Gemara says that Admission doesn't have Evik Zayisachil is Pras. And Melech Taisus holds, everyone knows Tam Kikr is the Raisa. See, there's a Ara and Rashi in the Mashoz Ma'ir this. The Gemara asks a Kasha Rabbi Kiva, Tam Kikr Minole. How does the Gemara know Rabbi Kiva holds of Tam Kikr? Maybe Kiva doesn't hold Tam Kikr. Meicha Teisa Rabbi Kiva should hold of Tam Kikr. So the Rishonim already asked this Kasha. Teisa is in Nazir Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph asks this Kasha. And Teisa says that the Pshat is you can't Darish and Het them and Starif Lizard until you already know Tam Kikr. When you have a Joshua, you can use it for Tam Kikr, Het them and Starif Lizard. The first thing you use it is for Tam Kikr. It's less of a Chiddush. If you already know Tam Kikr, then use a Vatim and Sayaf Lissin. Also, your Shlim is very good that way. Here, the Me'iri and the Taisus Rit says it, so is Ben Peretz. So that's how the Gemara knew. If Rabbi Kiv is Darshning, Hetim and Sayaf Lissin, so he has to know already Tam Kikr. That's why Ni Gulei Nachr. Hashem and the Rabbanan, they don't know Tam Kikr. Gulei Nachr is a Chiddush. So Mishas teaches you Tam Kikr. Mishas teaches Tam Kikr. So now you already know Tam Kikr. So now, Chata says, Yivu Basar, that would teach you Hetim and Sayaf Lissin, and Chul Mikachim Legamina. And Tam Kikr would be by Kalatari Kula. Rabbi Kiva already knows Tam Kikr called her Kula, so he learns both Pesukim by Hetem Stifle Isser, and a Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Kechen Eim Melamdim. But Rashi doesn't hold that way, because Rashi holds the Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer don't hold of Tam Kikr, period, and they still dash in the Pesukim for Hetem Stifle Isser. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? Rabbi Kiva Tam Kikr Minole, maybe Kiva doesn't hold Tam Kikr. Rabbi Kiva dash Mishav Heshem Stifle Isser, he holds like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer, there's all the Tam Kikr. As they affect the Masha, and the Pnei Yeshua speaks about it there in the Mendalna Mebeis, he's Marech in the Yishuv. Al Kaponim Ma'ara, but you see clear that Rashi doesn't hold like Taisus. Rashi holds you could dash in at the Mesarif Lisser, even if you don't hold of Tam Kikr. So Kipshutim, what we're coming at from here now is that Rashi holds that Tam Kikr get Malkus in every Kazayis. So what's the Pshan, the Rabban of Rablez that say that Teruvah's Chametz is Pater? He actually doesn't hold of Tam Kikr. Mashain Cain. Taisus who holds that he holds of Tam Kikr. Everybody holds Tam Kikr their Isa. So what's the Pshat in the Rabban of Rebbe Lezer that says you don't get Malkus? You have to say that you don't get Malkus in Tam Kikr. But Lechaira, you won't be able to say that Tam Kikr is their Isa and you get Malkus in every Kazayas and still passing like the Rabban of Rebbe Lezer that Teruvah's Chametz is Pater. But the Ari Shainim would say not that way. The Tur, and Simon Tafamay, the Tur holds that Tam Kikr the Raisa means you get Malkus and Evi Kazayis. And still the Tur passes that Teruvah's Chametz is Pater. So the Tur says a very interesting thing. The Tur and Simon Tafamay, he says that the cases in that Mishnah there is no Tam. He says it's just Kiyuva Ba'alma, just flavor. There's Tam and there's Kiyuva Ba'alma. And he says, Einachinami, a Teruvah's Chametz that you have Tam Chametz in it? Avad you'll get Malkus. Tam Kikr the Raisa. The reason why Teruvah's Chametz is Pater is there's no Tam. The Gemara never says Tam Kikr by Teruvah's Chametz. The Gemara says Hetem and Sayaf Lisser. According to the Torah, there is no Tam of Chametz in the Teruvah's Chametz. The Baal Moses says, Mamash Kain Zeh, he says a slightly different Kenech. He says, you don't have any Tam Dagon. He says, there is a difference in the taste, but you don't taste the Dagon. The Dagon helps that it should have a new taste, but not Dagon. So Mela, Nafi, if you say that there's no Tam by these cases of Teruvah's Chametz, so Rashi's Kasha, the what's up Shat in the Rabbanu Rabbi Elazar, what happened to Tam Kikr, not Shver, because there is no Tam. But it's not so clear how to be Magdir. What's up Shat? When do you say when there's a Teruvah's is Tam of the Isser? And when do you say it's just Q of Alma, it's just adding to the Tam and making a new Tam, but you don't have the actual Tam, that's not so clear. Now let's go right to The next Mishnah starts off, Batzuk Shebesitke Areva. If you have dough in the cracks of an Areva, of a bowl that you use for kneading the dough, in Yesh Kazayin Samok Amechel Chayev Levar, if you have a Kazayin in one place, Yim Chuyev to destroy it, then Lav Batu B'miyutai. If you don't have the Kazayin in one place, it's Batu B'miyutai, not Mechuyev to destroy it. So this Sugya is a big Sugya. Beis Hashem will try in the next Shia to discuss a different Shittus Rishayim. The Etzim, the Gemara is really on Amid Days. It's really tomorrow's Amid. But one Ara on this Sugya, there's a Machlokes Rishayim like we'll see. If there's a din that Bechlau, there's no Chiyiv Bir unless in a Kazayis. Unless there's a reason why, Lamashal, it's in a place where it might get into the dough, like Taisa says, or like the Gemara's case by the house, where you have two chatzis esim which might come together, but there is a shittus rishonim that be'etzim there's no chiyuv bir in a chatzis ayis, period. No such thing. There are shittus rishonim that says there is a chiyuv bir. Here the chatzis ayis is because it's bottled to areva and becomes ayis chametz, it becomes a chelik of the areva, like we'll see. But there is a shittus rishonim is bechlal no chiyuv bir unless in a kazayis. Even if you hold the pshat in the Mishnah's bottle to the Areva, we'll see Be'ez Hashem, the Gayan says, only because you have enough dough in the Areva to make up a Kazayis. So each Chatzis Zayis is bottle. But if you wouldn't have enough dough in the Areva to make up a Kazayis, you wouldn't have a Chiyuv Beer altogether. Less than a Kazayis is no Chiyuv Beer. There are Rishonim that declare there is a Chiyuv Beer less than a Kazayis. And here it's different because it becomes bottle to the Areva. It could be that that's a dinder abonan, shemi avalachli. Could be it's a dinder aisa. But what's it pshat that there's no chiv be a lesson of kazayis? Why isn't there a chiv the aisa bal yiro? Chayit pshat is because bal yiro needs a kazayis. It's a mishnah in beya, the first mishnah in beya. Sar b'kasev is a chametz b'kazayis, but still I'm a zev is a b'kazayis, and machalik is b'shar misul, the gemara talks about it. Elfin and sar, the riyah misar da achila, that there's a din, bal yiro is only by a kazayis. Now the kash is, what happened to the din of Chatzis She'asim in a Torah? We have a Gemara all over in Yuma, in the 8th parak, the din of Chatzis She'asim in a Torah is B'echon and holds that way. So how could it be that there's no Chiv Bir unless in the Kazayis? Why would there be a Chiv there Isa to destroy it? That's a Chatzis She'ev Bal Yiro, a Chatzis She'asim in a Torah. Come Achreinim speak about the Shaila. Among them, the Chacham Tzvi, Simon Peivav, he first wants to say that maybe Chatzis She'asim in a Torah is dafka by Surya Achila. The Gemara learns that from Kol Chelev. Kol Chelev is married by Chatzis She'asim. It's Dafki Suri Achila. Then the Gemara has another tzad that it's a Svara. That's Chazilut Strufe. That the reason why it's awesome in a Torah is because it's right to be a Shir. It's a Svara. But could be the Svara alone is not enough. You also need a Pasuk. He talks about it. Lamaisa, the Elam is Ma'ir. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, the Fayin Dalin, that says Klod is in Chatzis She'asim in a Torah by Melech Shabbos. Melech HaShabbos also needs a shir, Kama Melechus needs a shir, need a Gregorius, Ksira Tchina needs a Gregorius, and Bishol, all these things need a Gregorius. So if you cook Chatzis Gregorius, or you create a Chatzis Gregorius, Rashi says Chatzis She'asim in a Torah, even though it's not Isuri Achila. So Chachatzi says another story, it's Dafko when you do a Maisa to be over in a Chatzis Shir, so you Machshav the Chatzis Shir, you do a Maisa. So the Mela, that's why it's awesome in a Torah. Meshach, he didn't do a Maisa, he just happened to have the Chometz. It's without a Maisa, so you're not Makshav the Chatzis Shir. So the Mela, you're not over. The Shagasayan, it says, God Tifa Svar. Shagasayan, Sidon Pei Aleph. He says a Svar like this. He says, Chatzis Shir needs Chazalit Sturufe. That's a Svar for Chatzis Shir. That means the Shailan Achrenim, if you have a Chatzis Shir, which is, happens not to be Chazalit Sturufe, is it also awesome in a Torah? Shailan Achrenim, why the Achrenim, them unlike the Shagasayan? Then no, Chatzis Shir is only awesome in a Torah, even if you learn that from Kol Chelev, if it's Chazal Tzruf, it could become a whole Shir. So he says like this, my Achila, when you eat a Chatzis Shir, so this Chatzis Shir that you ate could be a whole Shir, if you ate another Chatzis Shir. Memela, we mitzdarif to become a whole Shir. Mashenki Mabal Yeroa, you have half a Gezayis. I could get another half a Gezayis. So he says, but having the half a Gezayis early is not mitzdarif to the Yisr. Because it makes no difference if you had it earlier or not. The Issa Bal Yiro is having a Kazayis. Let's say you have half a Kazayis and you burnt it. And then you get another half a Kazayis, it's not a Shia. So the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yates, Asana Mechatesa, maybe it's Mistarif. Here you had half a Kazayis. And then 2 minutes later you had another half a Kazayis, maybe it's Mistarif. Well, Chayda Shagasai is much more Pashit. Chayda's Pashit. You have to have a kazayas. If you never had a kazayas, you're never over. When you have the kazayas, you're over, not because you had the half a kazayas earlier. That's not why you're over. That doesn't link to the issa ki huzeh. It's because you have the kazayas now. By eating, I ate a half a kazayas. Now I eat another half a kazayas. I'm only over because I ate the first half a kazayas. So when I ate the first half a kazayas, I needed that for the shir. That's why it's called chazas jufei. Now, Shagan, if I have a half a gazayas for Bal Yeroh, and then I get another half a gazayas, I'm not over because I had the half a gazayas. That makes no difference. I need the whole gazayas to be over. When I have the whole gazayas, I'm over only for having the whole gazayas afterwards. So having the half a gazayas is not mitzvah b'chlal. It's like, I'm only getif esvar. In order to say chazas jufa, you mean that this maisa you're doing is a chelik of the full share. Here, the mice of having half a gazayas, the state of being of having half a gazayas is not a chelik of the full share. I need another half a gazayas, and when I have another half a gazayas, from then on I'm over, mikamal arbo, because I have a whole gazayas. But having this half a gazayas is not mitzaref to the share v'chlam. As I tain it to shay gazayas, I'm only gazvar. So the stipe life in art, he stells the chop, he says, he thinks the manga mission doesn't hold the gazvar. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Gezeila says, you're not allowed to steal a kol shum. So at the Magen Mishnah, how does the Rambam know you're not allowed to steal a kol shum? Maybe only not allowed to steal a shavu pruta. He says, Pashit, Katsu She Asim in a Ter. So you see, now like at least you see, the Magen Mishnah also holds like the Rashi, that Katsu She is even not by Yisuri Achila. But the Stipler says, the Magen Mishnah is not like the Shagashayan Svara either. Because stealing means having a pruta shalai kedin. You don't have to take in as a kaifa b'kadin. Also, anytime you have yenna's money, shalikadin, that's called gzela. So here, if I only have a half a pruta shalikadin, that having half a pruta can't be mitzdarif. If I steal another pruta, now I have a whole pruta shalikadin. But having that half a pruta is not mitzdarif b'chlal. You have the same sort of the shayag asayi tiny at the stipula. And it was a maisa that way. He also, the Magen Mishnah doesn't hold that the shayag asayi is for it. Either the Pshat is the Magen Mishnah knows you don't need Chazlut Stufe. Chazlut Stufe is a Svara for Chatzi Shia, but Chatzi Shia is going to be awesome in a Terry, even by Eifin, you don't have Chazlut Stufe. The Avni Malun, and Chuvas Avni Malun, Simon Yadalad, says that way. He says if someone eats on Yom Kippur, a Chatzi Shia, right before Shkia Sacham, there's no time to eat a full Shia. He says also awesome in a Terry, even though it's not Chazlut Stufe. The Kamach Chayim all not that way. Kilega, the Neid Vyuda, like we're saying, the Shag Yisaya, but you could learn that way in the Magen Mishnah. He also says you could stop say also, even if you need Chazlut Terufe, Chazlut Terufe is a little more balabatish. Well, I say half half of what I need. I could get another half and then be over. It's curved to be over. I don't need that what I did now is a chelik of the Yisr. As long as now I have half, and if I get another half, I'm already over, that's also called Chazlut Terufe. I can't learn it as I. Shagzai is saying a tifa svar. No, it's only when the first half, the aveir of the first half, is a chelik of the shir. So mele by Bal Yeroah, and lefidus type losa gzela. No, when I steal the other half, from then on is the yisir. But what I did at first is not a chelik of the shir. You could say not that way. You could say as long as l'maisa, I have half of the yisir, and I just need one more half to be mitzdarif, even though having the first half is not a chelik of the yisr, that's also called chazal stufe. Can I say lightning? And how would the shangasari understand tainat disciple why by gzela kolshu was asir? I there's no chazal stufe for him. So he says maybe the shangasari holds that the shir of shavuot is not a shir in gzela. It's a shir in shavan. It's a shir in teshlumen. The isr gzela say nishkin shir. Even a kol shu was the isr gzela live deraisa. There's no din shir when he gave the isr gzela. Not al tzchatzis shir asim in a teir. So it could be. So we'll come and interesting to Zach, though, he says, a little bit schwer, if you steal us in a Sharaprudel, you should have to get Malkus then. The reason why you don't get Malkus with Gzela is because it's neat and teshlumen. Because you're supposed to pay in the Lake of Mishalim, because it's neat and shavan, it's like a lavanitic lase. The Eshav is a Gzela. But less than a Sharaprudel, it's not neat and teshlumen. So you should get Malkus. The Gemara says, nicely by a ka, someone hits somebody, he doesn't get Malkus because he has to pay. And the Leikim Mishalim. But let's say he hits him ba'ifin that he doesn't owe him a Shavu Pruta. If the Nezik, Ripa, Tzar, Shevis, and Baishas are a Shavu Pruta, so he doesn't get Malkus. If he hits him a hit which is not worth a Shavu Pruta, so he doesn't get Malkus. because he gets malchus. Why? Because he doesn't have to pay. It's less than a shor, but this he gets malchus. So if you're going to say in the shagas ayeh that a prut is not a shir in the issur gzela, just a shir in the teshlumen, and gzela is even a kolshu, so if it's still less than a shor prut, you should get malchus, just like yikoa kosh vach shor prut. You don't find such a thing. I saw at Bechil Michal Zhemachowski, he wrote the Melui Cheshin on the Kseis Cheshin, the Melui Mishpat on the Nesivas. He put out a Shagasai with Melui Kol Ayeh. He tines, he doesn't see why the stipe was Mucher. Mistal me, you need a Maisik Zela to be Iver. Kaiver Bikadin, so that's his Maisik Zela. But if you steal a half a Pruta, and then you steal another half a Pruta, you needed the first Zela to be Iver. It's not the Pshat, you're only Iver Mekan Labo because of the Zela. Okay, the Gzela was before. What about if you returned it? He said, maybe that's daima if you eat a half a gazayis and you vomit it, and then you eat another half a gazayis. And if Shad is, you lost the first achila, there is no first achila. But kol kami, you still have it. The Shad is, the original maisik zela is mitzdarif with the second maisik zela to be a shir. So the shagasai kishtim with the magavishna, v'yesh layim b'cholzeh.